Welcome back to Sparkle and Shine, the podcast where we take on the grime one episode at a time. I'm your host, Layla, and today we're diving deep into a cleaning problem most of us have faced but aren't thrilled to talk about. Moldy grout. Yeah, I said it. That stubborn mold and mildew hiding in the crevices of your tile, right in the grout lines, just waiting for us to give up on it. Now, grout is one of those things that might not seem like a big deal at first, but after a while, a little bit of mildew can turn into a lot of mildew, and before you know it, your beautiful tile work is looking not so beautiful. So today, I'm here to arm you with not just the knowledge, but the confidence to tackle that grout and turn it into a cleaning triumph. We'll be diving into four DIY methods with a step-by-step walkthrough, along with some pro tips for keeping mold away. And before we dive in, I've got to give a big shout out to our sponsor, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care. They're LA's go-to experts for all things flooring, from cleaning to installation, restoration, and more. If you're looking to go beyond DIY, JP Carpet Cleaning can help you achieve that professional, spotless look. Now, let's get our cleaning gloves on and get started. All right. So before we start scrubbing away, let's take a minute to understand why grout gets moldy in the first place. Because grout's a little high maintenance, you could say. It's porous, which means it holds onto moisture like a sponge. And if you live in humid areas, or you're like me and enjoy hot, steamy showers, like I'm treating myself to a spa day kind of showers, then you're creating a cozy little home for mold to thrive. Now, I remember a time when I first moved into my own place. I was so excited to make everything look shiny and new. No one warned me about the grout upkeep. After about a month, I noticed those tiny black specks creeping in, and I went into full freak out mode. Since then, I've learned a few tricks, and today I'm thrilled to share them with you. All right, friends, let's get down to business. I'm going to walk you through four tried and true methods to banish that mold for good. Remember, these methods can all be done with items you might already have at home, so don't worry about needing any fancy supplies. And remember, always test your solution on a small part of your grout first. Our first weapon of choice is hydrogen peroxide. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that the stuff you put on cuts and scrapes? Yes, it is. But it also happens to be fantastic for lifting mold stains. So here's what you're going to do. Mix equal parts of 3% hydrogen peroxide and water. If you have a spray bottle, pour it in there, or you can apply it with a brush. Spray or brush it directly onto the grout. Let it sit for about 10 to 15 minutes, then go in with a toothbrush or a grout brush. Give it a good scrub, rinse it off with warm water, and just like that, your grout is going to look so much better. This is my favorite method for quick cleanups, honestly. There's something so satisfying about watching those stains lift off. I even caught myself humming while scrubbing once. Cleaning becomes so much more fun when you start seeing those results right away. Now, moving on to our next method, baking soda. Ah, baking soda. I always say it's like a secret cleaning weapon everyone has, but often forgets about. From fridges to laundry, this powder does it all. Okay, here's how you do it. Mix baking soda with a bit of water until it forms a thick paste, kind of like frosting. Spread it over the grout lines. Try to get a nice, even layer over the moldy spots. Let it sit for about 10 minutes or so to break down the mold. Then grab your toothbrush or grout brush and scrub away. After you've scrubbed, wipe the area with a damp cloth to remove the paste. I once had a friend come over while I was doing this, and she looked at me like, "Layla, are you frosting your tiles?" I laughed so hard. Baking soda paste really does look like frosting, but I promise it works wonders on grout. And hey, if you're dealing with a particularly stubborn area, you can mix in a little bit of hydrogen peroxide for an extra kick. That's getting fancy now. Okay, vinegar fans, this next method is for you. Vinegar is so powerful. It's basically nature's all-purpose cleaner, and mold hates it. You'll need plain white vinegar, which you'll pour directly into a spray bottle. Here's what you do. Spray the vinegar directly onto the grout, making sure to cover the moldy area as well. Let it sit for about, you guessed it, 10 minutes. And the vinegar's acidic nature will help to break down the mold so that it's easy to scrub away. After it's had time to work its magic, scrub the grout lines with a brush, rinse with warm water, and you're done. Now, a little warning from personal experience. The smell can be strong. I'll be honest, the first time I used vinegar, I thought, did I just clean my bathroom or did I turn it into a pickle? So, if you're like me and prefer a fresh scent, try diffusing some essential oils afterwards. Your grout will be clean and your bathroom will smell fabulous. Finally, if the mold is just laughing at all these other methods, it might be time to pull out the big guns. Bleach. Now, bleach is strong, so you'll want to use it carefully and make sure your bathroom is well ventilated and don't mix anything else with the bleach. You're going to want to start by diluting that bleach with water in a 1-to-1 ratio. Put your solution in a spray bottle or apply it with a sponge directly to the grout. Remember to wear gloves when doing this. It is very harsh on your hands. Let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes, then go in with your brush to scrub those stains away. Rinse the area thoroughly with water to remove any leftover bleach. Bleach can be a little intimidating, I get it, but when it comes to those really tough stains, bleach is super effective. And like I said, little tip, don't mix bleach with anything else, especially not vinegar. Trust me, the last thing you want is a surprise chemistry experiment in your bathroom. Stick to bleach and water, and you'll be safe. All right, so now you've put in the work, and your grout is looking amazing. Let's talk about how to keep it that way. Because trust me, after all that scrubbing, the last thing you want is for that mold to make a comeback. Here are some tricks to keep the mold at bay. First, after your shower, take a minute to wipe down your tiles. I know, it's an extra step, but using a squeegee or towel to get rid of excess water really makes a difference. You don't have to go whole ham. You don't want to need to take a shower after your shower because you spent the entire time cleaning. But, you know, really wiping down that water off the walls will help to reduce the amount of moisture sitting around. Second, make sure there's good ventilation. Turn on the exhaust fan, or even better, crack a window. Mold hates fresh air, so let that air in. You could also just leave the door open as well if you don't have a window or a fan. And here's a pro tip. Every 6 to 12 months, apply a grout sealer. This creates a moisture barrier that mold can't get through. It's a small investment, but it makes a huge difference. And lastly, check for leaks. Even a small drip can lead to mold if it goes unchecked. Fix those leaks quickly and your grout will thank you. Now, I'm all for DIY, but sometimes grout needs a professional touch. That's where JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care comes in. They've got high-powered tools and professional cleaners that can lift even the deepest mold stains. Plus, they apply an industrial-grade sealant that's way stronger than anything you can buy in stores. So, if you're really looking to level up your grout game, consider giving them a call. It's like a spa day for your floors. The other service that they offer that comes in handy no matter what is their regrouting off services. Regrouting is a service that basically takes the old damaged grout, removes it, and replaces it with new grout. This is especially helpful if you notice that you have repetitive mold or mildew buildup simply because of cracks or chips or damaged grout. So, again, if you're really looking to level up your grout game and get your shower nice and tidy once and for all, I'd recommend giving them a call. All right, let's finish off with some FAQs because I know some of you might be wondering about these methods. So let's dive in. Does vinegar kill mold on grout? Yes, it does. Vinegar's acidic properties help break down mold and make it easier to scrub away. Just remember that it might not be as effective for deep-set mold. That is to say, grout, like I mentioned before, is porous, and if the mold is coming from underneath your tile or from the other side of your grout lines, then it's growing through the grout line. So when you use the vinegar, you're really cleaning up that top level very, very well, but it's going to continue coming up because it's behind the grout or behind the tile. So in those instances, you'd want to reach out for some help. How do I clean grout that's turned black? For blackened grout, try baking soda paste or hydrogen peroxide. Scrub well and rinse. For more stubborn stains, bleach or professional cleaning might be needed. It's important to note that hydrogen peroxide actually has some bleach qualities to it, so it really does turn things white when you use it. Like, you can use it on your hair to remove the color from your hair, so of course using it on blackened grout will help reduce that blackening as well. Will mold come back after cleaning with vinegar? I kind of touched on this area, on this already, but if the area stays damp, it can come back. Keep things dry and ventilated and consider using a grout sealer to prevent regrowth. This is especially handy for grout, for mold that builds up on the surface of your grout. Again, if it's under the grout lines or on the back side of your tile and it's coming through the tile, you might want to reach out for help. Which is more effective, bleach or vinegar? It depends. Bleach is stronger on non-porous surfaces, while vinegar penetrates deeper into porous areas like grout. You want to use what's best for your specific situation. For example, tile is made of all different kinds of material. If you have natural stone, try not to use bleach. It's very basic and it can damage the stone. Vinegar is a little bit gentler on things like travertine and marble, so you, well, even then, you might want to avoid using vinegar on travertine or marble because it is a soft, porous stone. So it just depends on your specific situation. And then how often should I clean my grout? Ideally, give it a light clean every few weeks and a deep clean every couple of months to prevent mold buildup. Professional cleaning is recommended every 9 to 12 months to not only remove whatever deep set soap, scum, calcium, mess, whatever you have there, that's when you would hit with a professional cleaning, and then also have them apply the sealer for your grout as well. Well, sparkle lovers, that's a wrap on our grout cleaning episode. I hope you're feeling motivated and ready to tackle those grout lines with confidence. Remember, a little effort goes a long way, and your tiles deserve to shine as brightly as you do. Thanks again to our amazing sponsor, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care, LA's go-to for all things flooring. They're the pros you want if you're ready to take your tile and grout from meh to marvelous. Until next time, keep things fresh, keep things clean, and let's keep that sparkle alive. This is Layla, signing off from Sparkle and Shine. Happy cleaning, everyone, and keep shining.